You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And there's no more math. Tomorrow is Saturday. Thank you, Steve, for that information. It's going to be the first weekend of College Game Day without Lee Corso. You guys still watching?
Yes.
Of course.
I mean, I will. I don't know. I'll flip back and forth. We got the first day of T-ball tomorrow, though.
Yeah,
it's going down in the Johnson house. So we'll see what happens, but that'll probably take up a good chunk of that morning. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I got to the point where I watched that show on mute anyways, except for a couple. Unless Saban is unless Saban's talking, honestly. And look, Corso just won't be there at the end of the to do it. But he had gotten to the point where he only had a couple of segments on that show. They won't do the headgear. I think you told us that the other day, Allie.
Yep.
The end of it is going to be a little less eventful for me and to watch because I always enjoyed doing the headgear, but whatever.
Well, we do have a few matchups to preview. Vandy at Virginia Tech, Georgia, and Austin Peay.
Yeah. Vandy, Virginia Tech, I was telling you guys, that's that second game in that round robin. They all three play each other in the first 3 weeks of the season. It's kind of strange. South Carolina and Virginia Tech played last week. Vandy and South Carolina will play next week in that one.
It's a revenge game for Va Tech.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. That's going to be fun to watch. You brought up Georgia and Austin Peay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't say that my expectations changed much from what they were last week with Georgia Marshall.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Just get healthy, continue to kind of ramp things up, and I believe next week they go to Knoxville.
Yep.
So you want to be firing, like I said, that's my term today, firing on all cylinders.
Firing on all cylinders.
I've also got Georgia Tech and Gardner Webb.
My biggest thing I'm looking for in this is ability to run the football without Haynes King. What did he have, 19 carries last week against Colorado? There's no way that they can make it through the whole season with him being healthy if he carries the ball 19 times a game. And it's Gardner Webb. Work out the kinks in the run game without Haynes King. Get him out of the game.
I can't talk today. There's already the reports that he came out of that game banged up against Colorado.
Yeah.
So, also clean up the mistakes. I know Georgia Tech allowed Colorado to be in that game with the first half they had.
You talk about running the football without Haynes King. Malachi Hosley is the guy you need to keep your eye on. He's the backup running back behind Jamal Haynes, who's brought in to be that second guy that they've really lacked for the last 2 years behind Jamal Haynes. Okay. They've really struggled to get that. So keep an eye out on that guy.
Love it.
Number 15, Michigan, is taking on number 18, Oklahoma. And this will be live on 92.9 The Game.
It's a big game, really. It's a big game for Brent Venables and John Mateer. And it's kind of a big game for Sharon Moore because it's a game he didn't suspend himself for, right?
Yeah.
On purpose to win. And so, you know, Bryce Underwood's kind of debut against a real opponent. I say real, but like a top-tier opponent. This game is sneaky, sneaky big.
Yeah, I agree. Both these coaching staffs, obviously – And Tron Moore, actually, he went to Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken. This is one of the games that they didn't want to sit him out for because it's against his alma mater. So I'm with you. Both these teams, this is going to be a game that sets these teams on the trajectory for the near future. And I'm talking about for the rest of the season, just in terms of their outlook and what, you know, how they feel about playoff opportunities and things like that. So we'll see what happens, but I'm with you. I think this is kind of a table setter, and Oklahoma's got to prove that that their offensive line can hold up against Michigan's defense.
We've also got number 20 Ole Miss at Kentucky.
Woo, get back game.
Well, Kentucky.
Get back game.
Look, Mark Stoops is trying to, I guess many want to say save his job. Really, he was trying to get his program back to where he kind of had it. And he's doing that by trying to reestablish the just smash you in the mouth type of game plan offensively and then play defense. That's what they're trying to do. He's got everything set up to get back to that style and that brand of football.
Mark Stoops has been so good at having these game plans where you're just butting each other's nose and then hoping that the other team can make a mistake at some point along the line. They don't win when the other team doesn't make a mistake a lot of the times in these big games. Ole Miss, last year, made plenty of mistakes. And this is a game. This is a – you want to talk about a prove-it game? Lane Kiffin's got to get over the hump of losing these games he's not supposed to. I don't think he loses this weekend, but it's just another indicator of, is Lane Kiffin really an elite coach? And until he beats teams like this on a consistent basis, he's not. So we'll see what happens. But that ought to be a fun one in Lexington.
We've got the Border War, Kansas at Missouri. This has not been played since 2011.
Missouri and their offense, I just talked about Oklahoma's offensive line. Missouri, I feel the same way. You got to prove that these guys up front are able to hang. Kansas is not really going to be that team that pushes you to the limit, but we'll see what happens. Missouri is a team that probably should win this one.
A game that went away because of conference realignment. You know, I think Pribula was okay. I don't know necessarily if I ever pronounced his name right, but in his like kind of debut, I know they played multiple guys. The receivers looked pretty good for Missouri last week. So that's, no, it's Eli Drinkwitz. I wouldn't mind seeing him lose.
Wow.
South Florida at number 13, Florida.
Upset alert.
Yeah, this game is upset sneaky alert. Tough. Everybody wants
I was just messing with you, but yeah, I actually agree. The South Florida's a good team.
Yeah, this game is sneaky tough. And Lagway is. Look, DJ Lagway is good. Florida played really well up front on both sides of the ball last week, but they played Long Island. So, forgive me if I don't jump for joy over what we saw. That said, Lagway's got to play clean and protect the football. He's got a habit of trying to make the big play constantly, and that's something he's got to get away from as he progresses.
Yep, I agree.
Iowa at number 16, Iowa State, also live on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, the Cy-Hawk Trophy. The Dave Archer Bowl.
Yeah, check that out.
As you may. This game, I don't care. Well, partly because both these teams play phenomenally good defense, and one of them is offensively anemic in Iowa. But look, to me, Iowa State is a team that could kind of win the Big 12. And they're a dark horse. They played in it last year. They got Rocco Beck. He's a pretty good quarterback. He's the king of pick sixes, though. He'll throw you a pick six.
That's not something you want to be labeled as.
He'll throw you a pick six. But this, I love watching this game every year because talk about, you know, bloody your nose football. That's what this game is. These defenses come up and hit hard and tackle well.
Means a lot to them for sure.
And Oklahoma State at number 6, Oregon.
Woo! Got a little coaching beef. No big deal. Mike Gundy better deliver on this thing, man. I think when you look at the way that Dan Lanning talked about this game, he felt very confident, did he not? And Mike Gundy did not. But you know Gundy's got a little something up his sleeve. He always does, man. So we'll see what happens when that rolls out.
I think personally I'd rather watch these coaches fight in a fist fight at the 50-yard line than the actual game itself.
Who you got?
I got Gundy.
You got Gundy in a fight?
Oh, Country Lanning. Strong, man. Wow. Country strong.
Check that out.
Where do you think Dan Lanning's from?
I don't know, but Mike Gundy has a mullet, and he played football at Oklahoma State in the 80s at quarterback position. I'm taking Mike Gundy. Country strong, and he's a man.
This is a great opportunity to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. Get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman right there on the other side of the glass will set the stage for all the big matchups. And then we have a triple header of games starting with Iowa, Iowa State. battle the Cy-Hawk Trophy at noon, followed by Oklahoma State at Oregon. We just talked about that one. And Michigan and Oklahoma. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You know, it is week one, so it seemed only fitting to do a quick bonus round of trivia today.
I think you just want us to fight each other. That's what it is. You just want us to fight each other.
She just likes watching you lose. Yeah.
So the theme today is first, and this is NFL firsts. So, as always, your name is your buzzer as we go through these NFL questions.
First. Okay, I got you.
And I really don't know how difficult these are, but we'll see.
We're going to be educated either way, Allie.
Yes, yes. All right. Who was the first team to win the Super Bowl?
Bo. Green Bay Packers.
That is correct. Which team was the first to complete a perfect regular season?
Miami Dolphins.
Do you know how many games?
Yeah, it was. Well, they went 14-0 in the regular season, if I'm not mistaken, in the three playoff games.
That was it. Which team was the first to play a game in the NFL? Jock, 1920.
I'll go with Bo, the New York Football Giants.
No.
I'm going to go with Mike. I'm going to say the Chicago Bears.
No. Mm. It was the Dayton Pringles and the Columbus Panhandles. Okay?
I just missed that one.
I missed the Panhandles.
So close.
Just a little bit. I was so close on that one.
John Fricke did play-by-play, I heard.
Who was the first woman to officiate a full-time NFL game?
Bo. Sarah Thomas.
That is correct.
That is the most impressive answer you've ever given in quiz history. In trivia history, that's the most impressive answer I've heard from you.
It is 3-0 right now. This will not count towards the season because this is a bonus round. Just FYI.
I don't like those rules.
Which team was the first to win a Super Bowl after the 1970 AFL-NFL merger?
Mike?
Mike.
I'm going to say the Jets.
No.
Bo, it's the Colts?
It is the Colts.
Was that what's his name, the quarterback? Drawing a blank. Unitas?
Johnny Unitas?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, pretty sure, because I don't know if, God, what's the guy's name that took over? Earl Morrill had taken over from yet.
Who was the first player to rush for 2,000 yards in a single season?
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Dickerson?
No.
I'm going to say Bo, and I know I'm wrong on what I'm about to say, but Walter Payton?
No.
Yeah. Can't remember who it was.
Kind of a controversial figure, OJ.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I should know that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, kind of a controversial figure.
Holy
downplay.
He wasn't then.
A little bit of a controversial figure.
He wasn't then.
Which team was the first to win a Super Bowl in the 21st century? Got to do a couple layers here to figure that
Mike?
Out. Yeah.
Is it the Rams?
That is the Rams.
Let's go.
It is 5-1.
Technically, it counted for the 99 season.
Bo is in the lead. But it happened in the 21st.
I know.
You know. Who was the first quarterback to throw for over 5,000 yards in a single NFL season?
Mike?
Mike.
Let's go with Drew Brees.
Nope.
Bo, Peyton Manning?
Nope. It would be Dan Marino, 1984.
Wow.
Which team was the first to have a 16-0 regular season, Bo?
The New England Patriots.
That is correct. That was in 2007. Who was the first wide receiver to have 100 receptions in a single season?
I'm just looking at Bo, see if he can get this one. I don't know. I don't know. I genuinely want to know if he knows.
I'm going to say Bo and Jerry Rice.
No.
100 receptions in a single season.
Mm-hmm.
What was old buddy's name that was the receiver for Marino that year? That's the guess I would have. Did Clayton? He play for the Dolphins?
Art Monk?
No.
No.
Okay.
Art Monk played for the...
Just missed that one, too.
But it was 84.
There you go. Oh.
Boy, Art... Let me tell you something. Art Monk is a guy that never gets mentioned as one of the greatest receivers, and he should.
Which team was the first to win a Super Bowl on their home field?
Bo, it was the Rams.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was recent. Oh, no.
Oh, it was Tampa. It was in 2020.
There you go.
The Rams did it, too. The Rams
did it,
too.
Yeah, they did it the next year, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, was it the next year? Yeah, it might have been.
Maybe it was.
No, I think it was 22, I thought.
All right, we have time for one more. Who was the first overall pick in the very first NFL draft in 1936?
That's old Jerry Ironsides Johnson.
No,
I actually thought you were.
No, it's Jim Thorpe.
No.
I don't know then.
It is Jay Berwanger.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He had a good career.
What a great run he had.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
He was not a bust.
All right, congratulations. We all learned a little something today.
How bad did I beat Mike?
It was 6-1.
The Sarah answer was
Sarah
the most
Thomas?
Impressive thing I've ever heard. You could have given me 300 guesses, and I wouldn't have pieced that one together.
Coming up, it is Falcons Friday.
Weird.
We are getting you ready for Sunday's game. That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.